sailing on into the studio. It is just a great delight to welcome members of the Yellow Springs High School Drama Club and their fabulous stage director, music director, all around tech. She sweeps up when it's all done. She's Cindy Lincoln. Welcome, all of you. Thanks so much for being here today. Now you got it? There it is. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ken, before we start, would you be so kind as to just start here, go down, say your name and what grade you're in and what part you play.
I am Joshua Seitz, the Pirate King in 11th grade.
I'm Ben Green. I'm in 12th grade and I play Frederick.
I'm Nikyla Hawkins. I'm a sophomore and I play Mabel.
I'm Alex Kellogg. I'm a junior and I'm playing Ruth.
Well, welcome to you all. Thanks for being here so much. The opens, by the way, tonight. So you've come here on opening day to share a little bit with us tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 2. And that goes for this weekend and next weekend, all of this at the Mills Lawn Auditorium. If you would be so kind, the Pirates of Penzance players, to sing us a little tune.
Okay.
Want to introduce it, Josh?
This is the song, "O Better Far to Live and Die." Oh, better far to live and die, under the brave black flag I fly, than play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates all are well to do, but I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. For I am a pirate king.
You are hurrah for the pirate king.
And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is hurrah for the pirate king.
Hurrah for the pirate king.
Just a little snippet there on 91.3 WYSO, the Pirates of Penzance. On WYSO today. First of all, this is a classic Gilbert and Sullivan production that's not necessarily what you would pick from the most modern, but it still has some appeal. I'd like to know, first of all, how did you realize that this is a story you could be a part of telling? Any of you, go ahead and speak up.
Well, you know, we took a look at the people we had and the voices that we had and realized with these wonderful voices, and this is Cindy, the director, speaking, with these wonderful voices, we needed some music that really did them justice. And the GNS hasn't been done in the village for a while, so we thought this would be a good time to bring it back.
Well, it's a delightful performance, and I'm so glad that you're adapting it. I understand that you've twisted a little bit of the humor. You've brought some of it up to date. Is there anything particular that comes to mind that you can share with us?
Yes. So yeah, a lot of the jokes were written during the time that are relevant to the time it was written. And so we've added a couple little bits here and there that are kind of relevant to today. There may be, I might do the robot like once or twice during the show. So
okay, that's nice.
There's a minor case of breakdancing.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you approach it with a little playfulness. Good, good. Because it is indeed a playful play. Do you have another you can sing for us?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Alex, you
want to
introduce? Oh.
No, it's
Kyla.
Nice.
Kyla, introduce yours.
All right. I'm Mabel, and this song is called Poor Wandering One.
Poor wandering one, for thou hast surely strayed. Take heart of grace, thy steps retrace. Poor wandering one,
That's featuring Nikyla Hawkins there playing Mabel in the Pirates of Penzance. Tonight, tomorrow night at 8, there's a Sunday matinee at 2. And then the same goes for next weekend as well, right here in Yellow Springs at the Mills Lawn Auditorium. So, I mean, I don't imagine, I'm sure it's true for all of you, but I'll ask Nikyla, you probably don't normally sing in an operatic style.
No, this is my first musical experience having to do with opera.
I'm bad. Did you take right to it? Have you been, really had to try to... Oh, Cindy's shaking her head. Yes. Yes,
yeah,
she did.
Yeah, it wasn't hard. I've done like music like this. I've never done it in a musical setting, in a show, but I have sung classical and operatic music before.
The rest of you players, have you found that you taken easily to this style?
I have. I love this style, and I have for quite a few years, but personally what's made it challenging is I'm not singing it in my natural range. I'm singing it in falsetto, but it's still really fun, and it's a great new experience, and it adds even more mystery to, like, playing this character.
Very fun. Well, it's so such a playful thing, and I understand there's more than 30 children involved in this from beginning to end?
Yeah, about right.
It's like, so that's a whole orchestra, everyone, all the techs, everybody that's getting it done, all the actors, just everyone. I'm just so impressed. Now, is that just from the high school, or is there a broader age of children?
Middle school.
Yeah,
too.
There's also some middle school kids doing the play as well.
We also bring in members of the community to help us with the orchestra.
Oh, very fun. What a great Yellow Springs effort. We're talking with Nikyla Hawkins and Ben Green and Alex Kellogg and Joshua Seitz in studio with us today, members of the cast of Pirates of Penzance. Do you have another for us?
Mm-hmm. I'm Ben Green, and I'm playing Frederick, and this is part of the duet that Mabel and I sing together.
Must I leave thee here in endless night to dream, where joy is dark and drear and sorrow all supreme, where nature day by day will sing in weary round delay. He loves thee, he is gone. Fa la la la, fa la la la. He loves thee, he is here. Fa la la la.
Great. So beautiful.
Did we bring you to tears?
Well done. I'm in here getting a little moisty. It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
What a great gift. That was beautiful. Members of the cast and part of the crew. Also, a big shout out to the accompanist, Mary Farnbrook, who's on the piano today helping us out. Thank you,
yes.
Mary.
Thank you so much.
What a delight. If you're interested in tickets, is there a website where people can go, Cindy? Or you just come to the door?
Yeah, we just do box office.
Very great. So come on in. It's a very kind price. And again, it's tonight, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 2, and that's for next weekend as well. Members of the Yellow Springs High School Drama Club in the studio today. And this performance is at the Mills Lawn Auditorium. Am I understanding that the way you're presenting it is the stage juts
it's
out.
It's actually called a thrust stage.
Well,
yes.
Listen to that.
There are two extensions that go in front of the normal set stage, which allows the players to have more of an acting space and the audience to sit with three different perspectives around the actors. So there's many different ways to see it. And it proves an interesting challenge playing to all three directions of the audience.
Right. Because normally it's just everybody just face out. That's it. Oh, yeah. How fun. Well, it's just a great opportunity to see an American musical classic taken to life here by some of our very own, the Miami Valley. Do you guys have one more? Or Do you?
Yes.
Let me say your names again. It's just a delight to have you. One of more than 30 children and community members involved in this presentation of Pirates in Penzance. It's Nikyla Hawkins playing Mabel, Ben Green as Frederick, Alex Kellogg as Ruth, and Joshua Seitz doing the Pirate King. What is this last tune?
My name is Alex playing Ruth, and this is When Frederick Was a Little Lad.
When Frederick was a little lad, he proved so brave and daring. His father thought he'd prentice him to some career seafaring. I was a lass, his nursery maid, and so it fell to my lot to take and bind this promising boy apprentice to a pilot. A life not bad for a hardy lad, though surely not a high lot. Though I'm a nurse, you might do worse than make your boy a pilot.
Alex Kellogg, well done.
Thank you.
Well, you guys really knock it out of the park. It's like, you know, I mean, it's not Beyonce. It's really good. I appreciate it, and I appreciate that you have approached it with such good humor, and by all accounts, you get the humor and are bringing some of your own. It's members of the Yellow Springs High School Drama Club in the studio today with their director, Cindy Lincoln, who does direction and so much more. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much.
And tonight is opening night, 8 p.m. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Sunday matinee at 2. Ditto for next weekend. It has been my pleasure. Keep me posted on what you guys are up to. Just delightful.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am the very model of a cartoon individual. My animation's comical, unusual.